I have a lot of stuff. I bet you do too. Sofas, settees, bureaus, bookshelves, dishes, bowls, pottery, glass, candlesticks, serving trays, paperweights, beds, chests, trunks, tables, Windsor chairs, club chairs, ladder back chairs, folding chairs, wicker chairs, lots and lots of chairs. I have needlepoint pillows everywhere. Camels, chickens, cats, houses, barns, libraries, roses, daisies, pansies. I needlepoint while I watch television. I have a vision of my children, after I'm gone, looking around and saying, "What are we going to do with all these pillows?" I don't mind. My best friend, Janet, has more pillows than I do, and more platters, too. Once I bought some plates and knew instantly that she would love them. "Where did you get those?" she asked, and I lied to her and then bought some for her birthday. "Did she need more plates?" asked my husband, whose idea of need is different from my own. In the city, I have lots of stuff on the walls. Modern art, traditional art, landscapes, photographic prints. Eclectic. In the country, I have samplers. The blessing of the home is contentment. This is our house. The door opens wide and welcomes you to all inside. I have a large piece of framed embroidery that shows a woman with bobbed hair and an apron holding a tray with a tea service. "A good housewife makes a good home," this one says. Lots of people who come to our house, knowing my politics, think it's ironic. It's not ironic. I didn't have all this stuff when I was young and single. None of us did. It was a big deal to have blinds and coffee mugs. Many of the guys I knew didn't. They'd tack a sheet over the bedroom window, drink from styrofoam. My first apartment was pretty typical. I had a small, uncomfortable sleeper sofa, a bentwood rocker, a coffee table that was actually a trunk. Didn't everyone in 1976? And a set of bookshelves. I was proud of those bookshelves. Many of my friends still used plastic egg crates or plywood and cinder blocks. In the bedroom, I had a chest of drawers and a desk that was too low for an adult, at which I would hunch over my old manual Smith Corona typewriter, my knees contorted beneath. I had swapped the twin bed of my girlhood for a double bed, which children nowadays, raised on queen-size beds from seventh grade, the first generation of middle-class kids who trade down when they arrive in college dorms, can scarcely imagine. I was proud of that double bed. Many of my friends had futons. That was more or less it. My stuff then would all fit in the back of one U-Haul, and not the big one either. None of us used movers when we changed apartments. Just called around and got a group together for pizza and beer and haulage. A lot of stuff wound up on the sidewalk for the sanitation truck. But then we got married and we got carafes, chafing dishes, and china. We bought matching love seats for the living room in the row house that had once been a rooming house. Your grandfather worked hard all his life so his grandchildren wouldn't have to live in a place like this, my father said, sitting on the stoop. But he still lent us money for the renovation. I trawled junk shops for oak furniture too old to be new, but too young to be antique. I had a brief flirtation with Fiesta ware and Roseville pottery. Never met a big old bowl or platter I couldn't love. When we were in Sicily for his sister's 20th birthday, and I halted, transfixed, before a window display of Italian pottery, our older son said, deadpan, "Mom, why don't you get one of those so you can put it on a little stand on a shelf somewhere?" I'd never really thought they'd noticed, much less pass judgment. And that's not even counting the stuff in my closet. One day I peered inside and realized it looked like it belonged to someone with multiple personality disorder. The bohemian look, the sharp suits, the frilly dresses. Those days are behind me, and I finally know who and how I'm dressing. I'm dressing a person who has 18 pairs of black pants and 11 pairs of black pumps. Of course, that number is illusory, since it includes the black pants I never felt looked great but purchased on sale, the pair that never seemed to be the right length, and the two pairs that fit funny. Not too big or too small, just funny. Naturally, there are two pairs of the shoes that I wear all the time because they're comfortable, and one pair that I wear on occasion because they are great looking and my toes don't go entirely numb for at least 3 hours.